Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. More than 13 years in prison for a New Jersey man convicted in an anti-Semitic crime spree. 35-year-old Ron Carr of Manchester Township pled guilty to spray painting swastikas and his daughter's names on homes in Pine Lake Park in June of 2023 and setting fire to a home on First Avenue the next day. Nobody was hurt in the incidents. Police say he referred to the Jewish community as an infestation after his arrest. His lawyer says he hopes his client will get the help he needs. Well, he thought he was on vacation, but an FDNY deputy chief had one more rescue to do.
George Healy had taken his shoes off and was driving on the Belt Parkway in Brooklyn with his family. They were headed for Disney World. His kids had even fallen asleep. But suddenly, up ahead, there was a car on fire, and the deputy chief with 34 years of experience ran to help. The burning vehicle had an unconscious man in the back seat of the two-door car.
We had to pull him forward, get him towards the front of the car before he could be removed. So, you know, during that, the front windshield's breaking out and the fire and the smoke is starting to fill the passenger compartment of the car.
He untangled the man's seatbelt, and with the help of a nearby cop, the man was pulled to safety. And yes, Healy went back to his car, and he still had to drive to Florida.
My kids aren't going to let me get away with not taking them to Disney.
Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Welcome to Harlem Day, the 50th anniversary Harlem weekends today with the event that started it all, Harlem Day. There will be performances in genres from gospel to jazz to hip-hop, plus food vendors, arts and crafts, kids games, and more. Senior Vice President Marco Nobles tells 1010 Winds the message.
Harlem is not just a place. You know, Harlem is more importantly a state of mind. So we really want people to understand and continue to understand the beauty of Harlem, the greatness of Harlem, you know, wherever they are at any particular time, and that Harlem is their home as well.
The festivities run from 1 to 7 p.m. with three stages on West 135th Street. He's not an MTA conductor. He's just some guy on TikTok. A 62-year-old man facing charges after posting a social media video of himself giving an unauthorized tour of an abandoned tunnel at the Bowery subway station on the Lower East Side. Police say a viewer tipped them off after Israel Santiago went live with a dangerous adventure on the morning of July 29th. When Santiago was picked up Wednesday at a downtown Brooklyn subway station, police say he was dressed like an MTA employee, complete with hat and vest, plus keys and a Metro card that only employees are supposed to have. He is now charged with criminal impersonation, trespassing, and more. MTA says he was posing as a conductor. They described the impersonation as a real and dangerous crime. In a statement, the authority says they're grateful the NYPD gave Santiago a more fitting costume, handcuffs. A little break for families who need city shelters. Councils approved legislation easing requirements for entrance to shelters. Deputy Speaker Diana Ayala.
They would not require that a parent bring a child with them, right? That we can video chat and still have that connection with that child and know that that child is part of that family, but not have to subject that parent from having to bring the child physically to PATH and sit there for hours and hours on end.
Mayor Adams still has to sign the measure.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.